Summertime, and we're all doing the same thing, hunkering down. Welcome to episode 109 of the BerlinBrigade.com podcast. I am your host, David Guerra, former member of Alpha Company, 6th Battalion, 502nd Infantry, Berlin Brigade. How are you? How's life? I mean, seriously, how's it going? Hope all is well with you. Hope you're healthy. Hope you're paying attention to things and doing the right things and just being there, doing what you're supposed to do. And I know I'm trying, I'll tell you that much. So welcome. This is the new latest episode. This is, like I said at the beginning, 109. And it is Sunday, July 19, 2020, as I record this episode. So this will be the July summer 2020 edition. And man, it's just another day, right? So what are we going to talk about today? A little bit of everything, just kind of because we've gone through a reconstruction since the last time I did a podcast. I'm going to talk about the website, talk about the podcast, talk about stuff that's going on here, is going on in Berlin, and a little history, and just kind of share that with you. So let's move this show forward. Let's get going. So first thing I'm going to talk about is the website. I mean, really, that's where it's all at. That's where it all pivots. That's where it all began. And well, we did the rebuild. We did the rebuild, and so far so good. Knock on wood, things are holding steady. So that also involved the registry being completely revamped. Luckily, you know, I have the master database, so that works out. But the registry itself was revamped, and the way that we're submitting data through, or the way, you know, any new individual or somebody that wants to change it, we've got rid of the forms because we were having issues with the forms. There was an issue there, so we got rid of that also as part of the rebuild, which I just decided, you know what, I'm not going forward with the registry form. So what does that mean? That means that, we just sent an email with your data, with your latest information. So send an email. Now, the other thing I want to talk about is the gallery. Finally, with the last iteration of the website, did not feature the gallery. I've tried manipulating, trying to create something presentable, and it just wasn't happening. Luckily, with this iteration, I was able to put something out there a lot much faster. It was a great opportunity to go ahead and put the gallery out there. So it's out there. It's out there, and you're more than welcome to view, submit, share with everybody, and we go from there. So again, visit the gallery as well. Also, the commerce page will be coming up online. That's where you can get your mugs and stuff, mugs and shirts. And as I've done before, and I've said it before, and I'll say it again for obvious reasons, I use Cafe Press and I use Zazzle. I use those two because that way we're not worried about, well, where's my stuff? When am I going to get it? They keep you informed. So I upload the templates you purchase and they let you know when they're shipping, when it's in production. None of this, hey, I still haven't received it. And then you let everybody else know and you bring in others to your business. And it's like, no, it doesn't work that way. It shouldn't have to work that way. It's between you and the vendor. And so just saying, that's why I continue to use Cafe Press. So again, so that's coming up online here. That should be up. Like I said, I'm recording this on the 19th. So if you're listening to this after the 19th and it's already online, well, as of the 19th, it was not online. So that's that. Okay. Let's see what else. Donations. Listen, hey, everybody that's donated, I want to thank you. It goes a long way. It really, truly helps with the upkeep of the website as far as the space, the server space. It's kind of rented. It's rented server space. I don't have my own server and I don't have the bandwidth for the number of hits that we get on the website. It's, you know, at home, you get your home bandwidth. That's one thing because a lot of it is just downloading and there's, you know, the uploading that you do is very minor. However, the services, your service provider monitors when you're uploading stuff. So that way they want to make sure that if you're hosting a web server or, you know, website, you're paying for that extra upload capability. And that's really it. So they'll monitor you and they'll say, hey, what are you doing? We noticed that you've been uploading a lot of data. We've noticed that there's a lot of web traffic coming to your home PC. What's going on? And of course, they can monitor the packets and then they can see that it's actually some type of transaction. So that's why I do not host here at home, but here at the BerlinBrigade.com world headquarters. And but we do have a service. They back up the service and all that stuff. So, you know, it's fine. But again, it's something I don't do. So that's where the donations. Thank you very much for everyone that's donated and continues to donate. Beyond belief, I am humbled, I am honored, and it's a privilege. And just letting you know that it's all going to just keeping the website up and running. That's really it. That's where all the donations are going. So you know, that's that. So again, I thank you. Thank you for that. Now I want to shift a little bit. Speaking of hosting information, the podcast. Okay, so the podcast, all episodes that I had access to, I know that there's a couple on an old machine that I can actually see the old machine. The old hard drive is still in that machine. I just need to break it down and get a connection so I can download all that data on that hard drive. And all the episodes have been re-uploaded and redistributed through the blog, through the... And then it goes out to through the blogger, and then it spins out to Apple Podcast or iTunes, what it once was called, and now it's Apple Podcast, and Stitcher and Spreaker, and I don't know, a couple of other ones. Stitcher, oh, Spotify too. We're on Spotify, so you're more than welcome to sign up there and register there. Not register, you can subscribe there, and you can download that communication. Or this episode, so you can also get it across the board. New episode. Well, this is the newest episode. This is the latest episode. And, you know, with new episodes, you know, you definitely want to try new things. You definitely want to do something new. You definitely want to go in a different angle, but not too far. So what does that mean? It means I'm looking for people to interview. And folks, I want to interview you. You were in Berlin. You have a story. It's time to tell your story. And I mean, it's easy. It's simple now. It's so easy to record and communicate. You could do it yourself and send me an MP3 and just tell me about your story in Berlin, and we'll add your part to the episode or future episodes. And, you know, it's easy, but communicate. Let me know. Hey, Dave, I want to be interviewed. And yeah, it's fun. It's a lot of fun. We sit down and chit chat and talk, and then we just kind of go from there. So, without a doubt, let me know. So again, I'm looking for people to interview across the board, civilian employees, all the way up to, you know, BB Guard, anybody that ever served there at Clay Compound, anybody that did over at Roosevelt or the ASP over there in the Grunewald at the ASP. Again, obviously, you know, Teufelsberg, Marienfelde, Tempelhof. You know what? We got to get some people from the Air Force. So, hey, Tempelhof people. I'm calling you out. It's time to get you guys on board. Army Aviation Detachment, definitely get y'all on board as well. Definitely want to hear from you. So again, there's two. And of course, you know, the infantry and MPs and artillery and everyone else. But, you know, we have not heard from anybody out of aviation or the Air Force over there at Tempelhof. So definitely want to hear from you. Also, was trying to get something going with somebody from the Helmstedt Support Detachment, but guess what? And then we got into this whole situation and I kind of backed off of that. So Helmstedt Support, you know, I'm calling you back out again. So there, that's it. So again, reach out, let me know, and we'll get it scheduled. It's real simple. It takes like 30 minutes. I know I did an interview not so long ago for a different Cold War podcast, and it was about 30 minutes altogether. And so it's out there, and I just need to follow up if it has been posted or if it's not been posted, and what is the final link. So we'll see, and then I'll share it here once I get that information. But again, future podcast episodes, my plan is to get back on track with at least one episode a month. And we've got content now. We're generating more content. We're generating more information. And that kind of leads me into the next part, our Facebook live streams. Folks, if you've not been joining us for our Facebook Live, now it's free. You don't have to be a member of Facebook to visit to see the live stream. You just need to go there. And every other Saturday morning here in the United States, every other Saturday morning in the United States, okay, it's morning, it's 11 a.m. Eastern. every other Saturday morning. And guess what? This coming Saturday, July 25th, 2020, at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Central, and extrapolate your time zone from there, we're going to have a Facebook. It's about 30 minutes, at the least 30 minutes. And we just sit down, chit-chat, check in with each other, talk about old times, talk about new things, talking about wanting to go back to Berlin. And, of course, we talk about doner kebabs and Berliner Kindle and parade season sometimes, but not too much. You know, we got to set our priorities. So let's just join us. It's fun. It's this Saturday. The next episode is this Saturday, July 25th, 2020 at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Central. And it's on Facebook, facebook.com/Berlin Brigade, all one word, Berlin Brigade. And I can also share with you the schedule for the next three live streams. So the next one, well, the one coming up is July 25th. And then August 8th, August 22nd, and September 5th, which is Labor Day weekend here in the United States, September 5th, Saturday. And all of these dates are on Saturday. Saturday, August 8th, Saturday, August 22nd, Saturday, September 5th. And they all start at 11 a.m. Eastern on the dot. I mean, might be a second or two off of your watch or your whatever. But for the most part, that's when we want to start. And like I said, it's about 30 minutes and we just sit down and just chat and share some great stories and great ideas and great businesses out there and that have shared, you know, from Berlin Brigade veterans that have been conducting, that have their own places, have their own businesses. For example, we have the Eagle Inn Antiques and Collectibles Shop. The Eagle Inn Antiques and Collectibles Shop. They are out of Addison, New York. Addison, New York, and that's 11 West Front. And from where I'm at, it's pretty cool because the little calculator here says exactly how far I am away from the Eagle Inn Antiques and Collectibles Shop. 1,612.87 miles away. That's it. I guess it's as the crow flies. So there it is. And that's the Eagle Inn Antiques and Collectibles Shop. A lot of great stuff. A lot of old stuff. Really neat. I mean, there's a lot of things in there. I mean, check it out. They're on Facebook also. Again, it's facebook.com. Just type in Eagle Inn, I-N-N, like the, you know, no room at the inn. Eagle Inn Antiques and the and sign, or the, I guess it's the ampersand, and collectible shop. And type it in there and you're going to see it. They got a lot of photographs, a lot of images of what they have in stock. And that's our good friend, Darren Chaney. Darren Chaney, he's taking care of business over there at the Eagle Inn Antiques and Collectible Shop. A lot of good stuff. I mean, it's like I sat here one day, one afternoon after the show, because he brought it up at the show. And I sat here and I just, like, next thing I know, the afternoon was gone. And I just went through all the photos, all the images, and I was making a little list like, ooh, I think I'd like that. I like that. And so that's that. So pretty cool stuff. A lot of great stuff. So, folks, if you're into antiquities and Americana type of material, or image or items, by all means, check it out. Of course, I'll have the address to the web address to the Eagle Inn Antiques and Collectibles Shop on the website. So where this page is hosted, where this episode 109 is hosted, that's where we're going to find that. So as a reminder, don't forget to join us Saturdays, every other Saturday on Facebook. Alrighty, I want to add a little something new to the entire podcast, a little different than what we've done in the past. And it's just kind of like, let's look back at some Berlin Brigade history in time. And not necessarily Berlin Brigade, but Berlin Command or U.S. Army Berlin. So all of that, basically from July 1st, 1945 going forward. So let's dive into July 1945. What happened in July 1945 that's impacted us and the American sector in Berlin? Well, July 1st, British and U.S. forces enter the city of Berlin. The U.S. Army contingent is commanded by Major General Floyd L. Parks, who is also the military governor in Berlin. It is not until the 4th of July that U.S. forces took control of their sector in the city. Up until then, and since the end of World War II, in May, in Europe, it was the Soviets that were there. July 7th, 1945, the Allied Commandantura is created. Much like the Air Control Center, the AK, or the Allied Commandantura, will govern the matters that affect Berlin as a whole. July 16th through August 2nd, the Potsdam Conference is held outside the Berlin city limits with U.S. President Harry Truman, United Kingdom Prime Minister Winston Churchill, and Soviet Premier Joseph Stalin to discuss post-war issues. They agree on matters such as the execution of plans regarding the division of Germany and Austria, war reparations from Germany, primarily to the Soviet Union, and how to try Nazi war criminals. Also, now, on the 28th of July, here's a good one. This one I didn't know and just recently found out, but it's pretty cool. July 28th, the first issue of The Grouper is published. The Grouper, like the fish, G-R-O-O-P-E-R, is published as an English-language newspaper by U.S. military reporters for the U.S. military forces based in Berlin. The Grouper goes through numerous name changes before finally settling with The Berlin Observer until the last issue, which was published in July of 1994. Well, folks, it's time to wrap up the 109th episode of the BerlinBrigade.com podcast. I want to thank everyone that supported the website, everyone who's donated through their generous donations, everyone who submitted, everyone who stuck with us this entire time. It's greatly appreciated. I thank you very much. It really means a lot. So again, just want to, wait a minute. I was wrapping up. I was looking at my list here. I have a little homework for you, I want you to please check in with your registry, entry on the BerlinBrigade.com website. And if it, if there's something off, there's something wrong, there's something different, please bring it up to date. The website, all entries that have been submitted are updated as of July 19th, 2020. And so if you've submitted anything prior to, your update has been added. So again, check your registry email. Check your information. Make sure it's up to date. See, last year what I did is I did a massive mail out to get the updated email entries. Make sure, find out which is, no longer being used or which one had been turned off. And there was quite a large amount. And we also, with that, got some bad news. So, those that passed away and stuff like that. So that's what happens. But this year, with all of the rework and everything that's going on and we're all at home, the earliest I'm going to do a resend of all those emails and do check it that way, the way I did it last year, it's going to be probably sometime next spring. So in the meantime, I ask that you police yourselves and get your info updated if it needs to be updated. And we'll go from there. So listen, again, I want to thank everybody for your time. Thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading. I am David Guerra, your host, website founder, podcast host, live streamer, everything else. Listen, don't forget, join us on Saturdays, every other Saturday starting July 25th. We've been doing it a while, so, get there, join us. And again, I want to thank you. So have a great rest of your day, whatever time you're listening. And Dankeschön, auf Wiedersehen, tschüss.